So let's review. The Gemara continues explaining the previous mission about various actions which are forbidden on Yom Tov. Tarabon, in Simchin Sagadeira Bipikas, Bechin Hadelas, Lefishle Nosnu Eitzim El Hasaka. Rib Shemimater, one may not rest a pot nor support a door with a tree stump, as wood is meant for use as firewood, and is considered muktzah for other uses. Shimon, who holds that muktzah is permissible, allows wood for other uses on Yom Tov. The Gemara brings another machlokes regarding using wood on Yom Tov for purposes other than firewood. Chazar, a sharp tree branch, which someone would like to use as a spit for the purpose of roasting meat on Yom Tov. Rav Nachman Asar, Rav Shesh Shari. Rav Nachman permits this while Rav Shesh forbids it. The Gemara explains. If the wood is wet and unsuitable for burning, all would agree that the wood is muktzah and forbidden to be used as a spit. Ki peligi biyaveshta. The machlekes is regarding dry wood. Man da asar amalach loy nos no etim el asaka. Rav Nachman holds that it may not be used as a spit because wood is only permissible to be used for firewood. Man da shari amalach mali litzlis boy mali litzlis begechaltoy. Shishas holds we may use it as a spit just as we may use as firewood. It's the same type of use. Igida ami, another version. Biyabeshtu kule amalei pligi da shari. All agree that a dry stick may be used as a spit, since it's usable as firewood. Ki peligi beretifta. Machlekes is regarding wet wood. Man da aser delechazi la'asaka. Rav Nachman holds that it's forbidden as a spit, since it cannot be used for firewood. Uman da shari amalach hachazi lahesek gadol. Shesha holds we can use it as a spit, because it can be used as firewood in a large bonfire. The Gemara concludes. V'helchasa yavesh da shari riftif ta aser. Dry wood may be used as a spit, while wet wood is considered muktzah and may not be moved at all on Yom Tov. In a similar fashion, Darash Rava, Isha le tikanis ledir ha'etzim litl mehen ud. One may not use wood on Yom Tov to create a poker to stoke the fire, as wood is designated only for burning purposes. V'ud shenishbar asto la'asika b'Yom Tov. However, if one had prepared such a stick from before Yom Tov and it broke on Yom Tov, one may not use it for firewood. As kelim which broke on Yom Tov were not designated from before Yom Tov as firewood, and are therefore muktzah if they broke and are no longer suitable for their originally intended use. Zakh the Mishnah. B'liazah Omer, Noitel Adam Kisim Mishlafanav Lachtzis Beishinav. B'liazah teaches that one may take on Yom Tov any wood that is available to use as a toothpick. U'megavev min achatzir u'madlik. He may also use any wood available to him in order to use as firewood. Any available wood in this courtyard is considered muchen, prepared, and not muktzah on Yom Tov. The Chacham Aimir Megavev Mishlafanov Umadlik. The Chacham hold that only wood that is inside the house is considered muchen, and not the wood that is outside in the chatzar. Furthermore, they do not agree that one may use wood for a toothpick, as wood is only designated and permitted for use for firewood on Yom Tov. Imitzin is ur, loimena eitzim, v'loimena avonim, v'loimena offer, v'loimena ra'ofim, v'loimena mayim. One may not create a new fire on Yom Tov, not by rubbing wood or stones together, nor from earth or tiles, and not by using a glass of water to harness the rays of the sun, as the Gemara explains that creating any new fire on Yom Tov is considered moilid, creating something new which is forbidden on Yom Tov. Beim alabnin es ra'ofim litzlispan. We may not heat up roof tiles to use as a heat source on Yom Tov. The Gemara explains that this is referring to new tiles, which the heating process completes the tile, which would be prohibited because of tikkun mana. However, an already finished tile may be heated on Yom Tov in order to use as a heat source to cook food for Yom Tov. The Gemara teaches, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Eichli behema, ein behem mishum tikkun kli. Produce that is eaten by animals, such as hay and the like, ein behem mishum tikkun kli, does not carry the law of tikkun kli as they are soft, and one does not usually fashion a kli out of them. And therefore one may break off a piece to use as a toothpick from soft vegetation which are usually eaten by animals. The Gemara challenges this. Eisei Rav Kan Rav Yehuda. Metatlan atze b'samim lahariach ben, u lahanif ben lachayla, u mayloi, u mariach boi, v'loik temen lahariach boi. While one may carry atze b'samim in order to smell them, and he may rub them with his fingers to bring out the fragrance, but one may not clip them on Shabbos or Yom Tov. If one did clip them with the purpose of smelling the fragrance, one is not required to bring a karban chatas, but it's nevertheless forbidden in the Rabbanim. Rashi explains, because of a gzera that he will clip it, lachtas by shinov, which is chayev chatas, as the Braisa continues, lachtas by shinov loik temena, vim kitmai chayev chatas. One certainly may not pick the wood for the purpose of using it as a toothpick, as that is considered creating a kli, which is forbidden, and if one does so, b'shege, you must bring a karbachatas. And so we see that one may not use oichle behema, vegetation, to break off a toothpick. The Gemara answers, kitanya hi b'kashin kashin. This price is speaking of hard straw, which is not raw l'maichle behema. It's too hard for the animals to eat. Rabbi Yehuda is referring to soft vegetation, which is raw l'maichle behema. The Gemara asks further, regarding loik temen ala rechbay, which are forbidden because of exeria that one might fashion a kli, why should this be any different from what we learned in the Mishnah and Shabbos? Shaver adam esachavis lechem in the gregers, ubavad shaleis kavan lasis kli. As long as one's intention is not to fashion a kli, he may open the barrel on Shabbos in order to get to what is inside the barrel. The Gemara answers, loik kasha, harbalaza harabanan. Loik temen ala rechbay is the opinion of Rabbi Yezer, who holds that lachz beishinav is an isat Torah, while the Mishnah shaver adam esachavis the opinion of the chachamim that lachz beishinav is only midrabbanan, as we see in the Braisa, the Tanya, Rabbi Yezer Eimer, neitel adam kisem mishlafanav lachz beishinav, chachamim loitel ilma abishal behema, v'shavin shleik temena, v'mkatmo lachz beishinav lefteich behadalas, v'shayig b'shabes chayev chatas, b'meizu b'yamte v'sebe sigaz abram devri Rabbi Yezer. And so the Gemara summarizes. Eliezer, who holds that lachzis by shinav is chayev chatas, therefore loik temen l'arichba is a gzera for an isa day raisa. Rabban de kamri hasam pata aval aser hachal muta l'kitchel. Chum hold that lachzis by shinav is only forbidden mid rabbanon, hold that l'arichba is muta l'kitchel. We had learned in the Mishnah that the Tanakhama allowed someone to use any wood in the courtyard on Yom Tov, not only the wood that was prepared in the house. The Gemara qualifies. Ubavach layasa tziburin tziburin. This is permitted so long as one does not create piles with the wood in the courtyard. Because merci, the komachnef lamachu liyem machrinam. This would seem as if he is making piles for after Yom Tov. Rib Shimon Mata. Shimon permits even making piles from the wood in the courtyard, as he holds kidei rasai mechachas alav. It's clear that he's preparing this wood for use as firewood for his meals for Yom Tov.